Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so there was a massive Apple event yesterday, which is usually where they announce new exciting things. Was there a new iPhone announced? Let's find out. Colm Gorrie from Silicon Republic joins us. Hi, Colm.
Hey, how's it going?
Did we end up with a new iPhone yet? No, an iPhone 12?
No. So a lot of people were talking about it on social media. If you checked out on Twitter, it was just people going, oh, where is the iPhone 12? Where is the iPhone 12? But actually, it's been delayed for another month, at least the reveal, just because of supply chain issues with COVID-19 and production that they've had to kind of push out by a month. But from today, iOS 14, which is, you know, the operating system that it has, is launched today. So you can kind of almost, not like a sneak preview, but you can get at least to see what.
Because,
new bells and whistles that come with it, you know.
Yeah, the iOS, the operating system on any phone, Android or iOS or anything else, it does really control the functionality. And obviously, they tend to bring out these updates when they're about to launch a new device, because the device is capable of much more than the previous device, but also they're bringing some of the new technology that you can use on the new iPhone to iOS 14 for older devices.
Yeah, this is the thing. So if you have, like, say, an iPhone, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6, if you're someone who's kept it for a long time, it might not actually be compatible with iOS 14. Because, you know, it's kind of the way these companies work. They don't want you to have an old device forever.
Not at all.
The iOS 14 will come for maybe the next, you know, the last 3, 4, or 5 iterations.
Okay.
And what does it do that's any different?
Yeah, what's the big deals about it?
It's from what I remember, I think it's like more of the Siri integration. So it's not like just taking over the entire screen. I think it kind of hovers over different apps and things like that. It's not like a massive upgrade on, say, other versions. But I know that one of the other big things is the contact tracing element, you know, for COVID-19, that it's going to be more built into iOS 14 than previous versions. And you could, you know, that the HSE and things are working with Apple to make it more integrated so that you might not need the app per se.
Okay.
So
other than iOS 14, what a new hardware was announced? I know there's a new iPad Air, and new Apple Watch 6 as well.
Yeah, so I guess some of the more interesting is the Apple Watch Series 6, which is their latest flagship smartwatch. Like, it comes with their usual kind of things. Like, it's got a slightly faster processor, it's got a brighter screen. But kind of the big selling point is it comes with a blood oxygen sensor.
Yeah.
So little LEDs on the underside of the watch can actually, measure the light that reflects back from the blood, so that it's able to take your oxygen reading. So that'll be tied into a new app that can work while you're sleeping or as you get on with your day. But I think what they're really trying to sell, especially now with COVID-19, is that it could almost be like an early detection system for that and other respiratory conditions that might be developing.
Okay, so
they're really kind of...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, they're just really trying to push that at the moment as kind of, you know, as a health and fitness.
So why do we need to know at any given time how much oxygen is in our blood? Is that necessary?
Well, that depends on your thoughts on privacy.
More oxygen good,
no,
less
it is,
oxygen bad?
If
is it not a balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide?
No.
That's the main thing?
If you've ever been in a hospital with a kid and they're being monitored, they always stick a little thing on their finger and it measures the blood oxygen levels. And the same thing if you've got anyone who suffers from any kind of chronic health issues, blood oxygen is an indication of how well you're doing at a certain time. And certainly 97, 98 and above is where you want to be. So some people, if they measure it and they see 91, they know, okay, I'm not doing well today or whatever.
But I think for the very small few who are, that is really an issue, I think obviously it's a helpful tool. But is it just not another piece of technology that now has everybody running around going, my blood oxygen level is dropping? You're like, well, you were fine when you didn't have that watch. So,
well, let's move on away from watches then onto the iPads. What is the crack? There's a brand new iPad, isn't there? And a new iPad Air.
Yeah, the iPad Air is kind of the big one. So it's the thinnest and thinnest iPad, so it's like, you know, it's slightly bigger, it's got camera upgrades and the Touch ID scanner, you know, the thing that you use to unlock the phone.
Yeah.
They've actually got rid of Face ID for this one and replaced it with the Touch ID on the power button. So when you press button, it can detect your fingerprint and then open
cool.
up. But I think the big selling point is that it's this Apple's Bionic chip, which sounds probably cooler than it really is. It just makes it 20% faster with the same kind of battery life. But that'll be starting at around 667, I think Apple has said.
Okay.
And 805 if you want to have, you know, mobile connection and things like that.
Yeah, all that kind
and you can
of stuff,
also buy a stylus you know, a little pen for €132.
My wife's an artist, and that was a very valuable purchase she made. And in fairness, it does make a big difference if you're doing that kind
of
work.
This is the Pro.
No, this is not. They haven't released a new Pro yet. There's now the iPad, the iPad Air are both out.
So is the Air better than the old Pro now? Yeah,
I would say the new Air is better than the old Pro. Would you say that's pretty accurate, or certainly a rival for it, Colin?
It's probably more kind of almost in between. Like I said, the Pro is still going to be the top line performance-wise and things, but the Air is really kind of the most popular one.
Yeah.
I think people like to mess around with or just do whatever.
Okay, well, look, there's obviously loads to consume, and Silicon Republic is the place you can go if you want to get some more information on. Colm Gorrie from Silicon Republic, thanks very much for filling us in and all that today.
No problem.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.